Okay, let's learn Torah. If you remember, we had a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, that according to Rebbe, you violate the malacha of lush when you are no sane. The man, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says, Eino chayav ad sheyegabel. That you're not chayav until the gibel. Now, we explained yesterday that there seems to be a fundamental machlokas about what's the nature of the malacha of lush. Is the nature of the malacha of lush being mechaber particles, or is the nature of the malacha of lush not being mechaber particles but creating an isa? Perhaps there is a nafgamina in terms of the shi'ur of lush. We know that the shi'ur of lush, like the shi'ur of all malachos of Sidur de Pasuk, is a grogeres. Well, a grogeres of what? Is it a grogeres of just the flour, or is it a grogeres of a combined flour and water? No? One could argue that according to Rebbe, the way we're understanding it, that the malacha of lush is the chibur, so that means that by combining the particles, right, I am in violation. If I'm in violation by combining the particles, so l'cha'ira, the water is not really the malacha, the water is the glue that sticks the particles of flour together, no? And therefore, if the water is the glue that sticks the particles together, when I have a grogeres, it would have to be a grogeres of just flour. However, if Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that the malacha is asiyas isa, so isa by definition means that I have flour and water together, and then l'cha'eva, the grogeres, would be a combined grogeres of flour and water. Right? So one could argue that this chakira about whether the malacha is just plain chibur, whether the malacha is asiyas isa, is nogeya to the shi'ur. Another possible nafgamina between these two approaches, or kevan shehigano lakach, we can add another possible nafgamina. I saw in the Sefer Tevas Moshe Os Aleph that he makes this point. The Tevas Moshe notes, you know, there is a bit of a discussion in the Achreinim about whether we assume that there is a malacha of lisha only by gidulei karka, or even by stuff that's not gidulei karka. If you look in the Tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Ha'elach L'Chashlomo in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, thank you. If you look in the Ha'elach L'Chashlomo in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Rav Shlomo Kluger tries to be melamed tzvus on Klal Yisrael, who make what we call ayer and tzibul. Ayer and tzibul means that you have eggs with onions, and they would knead the eggs and onions together, presumably some like mayonnaise or something, and that's what we call egg salad. The shayla is there any heter to make the egg salad on Shabbos? Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his presentation, says that perhaps there's only a malacha of lush if something is gedulei karka. If it's not gedulei karka, ken zayin is not going to be a malacha of lush, and therefore, because eggs are not gedulei karka, it would be permitted. I, the tzibul, the onions, is gedulei karka. So Rav Shlomo Kluger tainos that effectively the onions are going to be bottled to the eggs, and therefore it's not going to be a malacha. Ad kan devarav. Now, this question might relate to the following. You see, if we are correct that, let's say it like this, if what we're saying is Aliba de Rebbe, the malacha of lush is a shear in the flour, so the flour presumably is gedulei karka. But if Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is correct that the malacha is shear, is flour and water, it's a din in the isa. So flour and water, kayadua, flour is gedulei karka. A bervaser, water is not gedulei karka, no? Isn't this brilliant? Water is not gedulei karka at all. If water is not gedulei karka, so then one could argue that it should be, one should argue that if it's not gedulei karka, so then it should be okay. There is a line in the Pri Megadim somewhere where he also wants to say that the shayla of gidulei karka by lush should be totally in the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. I can't seem Listen to this line. Pri Megadim in Mishpitzel Zahav Ayis Yud Beis. He writes, he has a discussion about whether Yechayev on Lush with Shuman Avaz, Uki Yotzibo. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quoted that not only Yechayev with Mayim, but Yechayev with all liquids. So, listen to the Lush in the Pri Megadim. Mihu, Le Rebbe, Dinasiyunas Mayim Hevekalisha. Yesh lomar binosin shuman avaz udvash karash afla rebi ein chi of chatos dilosh ki groy geres biinon ubemayim nuchnas bekemach masha inkin bidvash karash b'shuman. I think what he's saying is like this, that al yedei mayim, the mayim enters the kemach, it's like the flour fattens up and then becomes attached to the next thing. So therefore I can end up with a groy geres of flour. However, if I'm using dvash or shuman avaz, so over there it's mamish a glue, and the glue means that I don't really have chibur between the pieces of the flour. And there's a bit of a discussion in that Reb Shlomo Kluge that maybe there's no chibur al yedei anything other than the zayin mashkin. That's the way he takes it. But what's interesting to note is similar to our svara as to whether the there's a requirement for gedulei karka. The Pri Megadim, the Mishpatzos also dons an issue similar to us. It's a little bit different. He's being by Shuman Avaz, but it is a little bit similar to what we're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Flour.
Right. That's how we began. According to Rebbe, is just flour. According to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, the shear is flour and water. And the Mela says, Rabbi Brown, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, if water is going to be part of the shear, so al karchacha, there is no requirement of gedulei karka, because kayadua, water is not gedulei karka. Oh, Yosef.
Could you still say either way, according to whether it applies to non-gedulei karka? Because certainly if you think it's about the act of mixing, then you wouldn't know either direction, right? But even if it's about the mixture itself, maybe mixture is just too generic a word for Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Maybe it's about like doughifying if you do like karka.
But dough involves water and dough by definition always has water and flour, and water is not gedulei karka. And if they're both a chelak of the malacha, so then what should emerge is that I'm chayiv even shelo be gedulei karka.
Even if we're focusing on the overall result, maybe it's specifically about turning gedulei karka into dough. So you're still focusing on water as
a... You're saying that the real, but then the first tikkul Torah that we had would be ruined. In other words, what we were suggesting, that the water is part of the shear grogeres, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you're saying it's not correct, because maybe the malacha is only on the flour and the water is a hecha timtza to draw the flour together.
Well, even though it is a hecha timtza, but it's still true that the shear is on the dough, because you're still focusing on the overall product. But that product
it certainly is possible. I don't think it's as reasonable as what we're saying. I think it would be a little like we'd say in Yiddish, prakvecht, but it's possible.
I guess my question would be, why do you think Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is saying all mixtures as opposed to just dough? Because dough is only like our...
I understand. I mean, the pashtus is that lush is with dough, but yeah, I mean, certainly nothing is mukhra. We'll say it like this. Okay, let's move on. Yesh lach kar. Rebbe says that the malacha is putting the water in. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says the malacha is the gibol. Yesh lachkar is putting water in also usar, according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Or, alternatively, we could ask the same question. Let's say I only do gibol, but I didn't put the water in. According to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, am I chayiv? Similarly, yesh la'ayin, according to Rebbe, am I going to be chayiv on gibol? Do I assume that the be-all and end-all of lush is in sinas mayim, and the gibol is not mosif anything? Or do I say no? Do I say that Nesinas Mayim is stage one, and the Gibol will also be Asur according to Rebbe. Mashal Mahadam Radonem, in Meseches Chala, in the third parak, we talk about at what point should I be Mafresh Chala. And the Mishnah says, L'chatchilas man for Hafreshes Chala is actually the ideal time to be Mafresh Chala, of the Mishnah, is actually when you just put the water into the Isa. Obviously, I just put the water into the flour. That's the ideal time for Mafresh Chala. Obviously, if I didn't take off Chala then, I take off Chala later on. But it's less ideal, says the Mishnah, because of concerns for Tuma, etc. The best time to be Mafresh Chala is right at Chas Nesinas Mayim. Right? One could argue that that's very similar to what we're discussing over here. Chas Nesinas Mayim maybe creates a Isa, according to Rebbe. Chas Nesinas Mayim creates a Chi of Chala, or creates an opportunity to take off Chala, but a Vada Gevis, the further stages, are also going to be considered Chala Abal, or also going to be Chayiv. So these are two separate Chakiras, right? One is according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the other Chakira is within Rebbe. If you look in the Eglay Tal, in Sivkatan Beis, so the Eglay Tal within Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Eglay Tal writes that you're only going to be in violation if you have Nesinas Mayim and Gibol. Therefore, let's say someone was no sin as Hamayim may Erev Shabbos. So such a person cannot be Chayiv for Lush. Wow. I'll say better. Let's say Reuven is no sin as Hamayim b'Shabbos. And then Shimon does the Gibol, says the Eglay Tal, you're not Chayiv Mishum Lush. And let's say Reuven is Nisein Es Hamayim on Shabbos, but does not intend to be Megabel. And then subsequently, Reuven decides, you know what? I'm going to be Megabel, I'll need it together. Says the Eglay Tal, you're not Chayiv Mishum Lush. To be Chayiv Mishum Lush, you need two components of Nesinas Mayim and the Gibol. He compares it, fascinatingly, to the Malach of Hotsa'ah, where you have two components, Akira and Hanacha. Right? A Hanacha on Akira, if I put it down without lifting it up, and the lifting it up has to be Al Das Kain, right? If I'm a fan of Chafotze Mizavis Lizavis, I pick up my book and I intend to move it to the other corner of the room, I decide to take it out. So it wasn't Daito Mitchilo Lekach, I'm not going to be Chayiv Al Hotsa'ah, says the Eglay Tal, I'm not Chayiv Mishum Hotsa'ah, I'm not Chayiv Mishum Gibol also, Mishum Lush also, unless I have Nesinas Mayim on Shabbos and I have Das to do Gibol on that. That's what the Eglay Tal says.
But doesn't that contradict the Mishnah that there it says, Acharon Chayiv, it says.
According to Rebbe, Acharon Chayiv. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Emli Chayiv Ad Sheyagabel. The Lashon HaAchron Chayiv is Rebbe's Lashon. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyagabel, and the Eglay Tal is Medayik, Sivkat and Beis in the Eglay Tal. I gotta look this one up, Sivkat and Beis. Eglay Tal is Medayik, it says, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyagabel, implies that the Chiyub does not set in until I do Gibol, but it's necessary to have Nesinas Mayim in order to be Chayiv. Ad Kan.
The same guy has to do the
Nesinas Mayim and the Gibol. They are two necessary components, and you need both of them. The Machlokes, Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, is whether I am Chayiv at stage one. But, right, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda also requires stage one. The Lashon HaGemara again is Ein Chayiv Ad Sheyagabel. Although the Lashon HaRambam is that Megabel is a tolda of Lush. You get the impression from the Rambam that you don't need the Sinas Mayim, all you need is the Gibol. But comes along the Eglay Tal and he mitzayin Litvashe Ivra, right? He reinterprets the Rambam. He says when the Rambam uses the word Megabel, he means Nesinas Mayim and kneading it together. And ultimately, the Nesinas Mayim is also a chelek of the Chiyuv according to the Rambam as well. Says the Eglay Tal, I have a raya that Nesinas Mayim was part of the Chiyuv, and his Raya is as follows, that we mentioned yesterday that according to many Rishonim, the Hipuch HaSeder, putting the liquid before the solid, solid before the liquid, is going to be Matir, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, right? Even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said, Aliba de Rebbe by Ablila Raka, but one could argue that it's going to be mutter even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda with the Hipuch HaSeder, right, etc. Even by Ablila Ava, perhaps. Wow. How can Hipuch HaSeder be mutter according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Look, Eirach, the malacha is only the lishaf, the malacha is only the gibel, the malacha is only kneading it together. So what does the Hipuch HaSeder help? Zach the Eglaital, Mikan, from here I see that Nesinas Mayim is also a chelak of the malacha. And without Nesinas Mayim, it can't be chayiv according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And if I do a shinoyim in Nesinas Mayim, that's also a shinoy. Wow. Right? An unbelievable Eglaital. Unbelievable Eglaital. The Shvisas HaShabbos in Sifkatan Tesvav disagrees with the Eglaital. Shvisas HaShabbos Tainas that there is a Chidushei Haran. Now when I talk about the Chidushei Haran over here, I am talking about what we would call the pseudo-ran, the non-ran, whatever you want to call him, call him everything but don't call him the ran, a reputable Rishon who goes by the name Ran, right? So the Chidushei Haran has a Lashon. That the Chidushei Haran has a lashon that the chiyuv is going to be on the gibel itself. This is a Chidushei Haran in Daf Yud Ches. Just trying to find the exact line. Igovel inish b'shabes lo mechayev chatos mishum deloka oved midi dekvar haya asui. According to Rebbe, if I need it on Shabbos, I'm not doing anything, because Kvar Haya Asui, it was done from Erev Shabbos already. Right? Because Rebbe holds that Nesinas Mayim is the Isser. If it was done on Erev Shabbos, so if I need it on Shabbos, I'm not in violation according to Rebbe. Implying that according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, Gibel itself, kneading it itself, without Nesinas Mayim, is going to be Chayiv on Shabbos. That's what it says in the Chidushei Haran. It says the Shvisas HaShabbos, the Chidushei Haran disagrees with the Eglaital's diuk from our Gemara of Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. Rabbi Brown, in the Sefer Tevas Moshe and Os Gimel, he points out that he thinks the Bir Halacha, who quotes a Yerushalmi in Se'if Yudalid, also would be disagreeing with this Yisod. The Bir Halacha, in the conversation that we'll talk about in like a minute from now, discusses whether I say Ein Lisha Achar Lisha to be Pater. If something is already needed, can I further violate the Malacha of Lush? That's his Shaila. So he quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Halosh v'ha'orech ha'mekatev is chayiv mishum lisha. Right? If I do lush, I fully knead a dough, or I do orech. Orech, I think, means that you just set the loaves. You, like, rub your hands on it to make each loaf a gishmaka loaf. So that is also lush. Now, the Bir Halacha is using this to prove that there is going to be lush achar lush. The aricha, which is a second stage after the leisha, is also going to be chayiv. But says Rabbi Brown, one second, how am I chayiv on aricha? Maybe the leisha was done may erev Shabbos. The teretz is, I'm going to be chayiv on aricha itself. Even though there was no nesinas mayim on Shabbos, no? Oy reich, presumably when I make the loaves, how would we say it? Like, you know, make the loaves of bread. When I do oy reich, how could I be chayiv? Right? There was no nesinas mayim on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Brown, mikan, that you're going to be chayiv even without nesinas mayim, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Brown is assuming that this Yerushalmi is working within the day of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Yerushalmi says that I'm chayiv on Oreich, even though the Nesinas Mayim was on Erev Shabbos, presumably, I'm chayiv Mishum Oreich. That tells you I'm chayiv just on the Gibol, which is the equivalent of the Oreich itself, without Nesinas Mayim. The Bi'er Halacha, however, is using the same Yerushalmi that I'm chayiv Mishum Oreich. He's using the Rishalmi Aliba de Rebbe. No? The Bi'er Halacha has a Chakira. Am I chayiv on Lush Achar Lush? Remember, according to Rebbe, the Malacha is when I am Nosin as Hamayim. And the Sefer HaKshuma and the Smag and the Smak and the Yerayim, they pass them like Rebbe. Says the Bi'er Halacha, how you chayiv mishum oreich, how you chayiv for smoothing out the loaves. There was nesinas mayim beforehand, according to Rebbe. How are you going to be chayiv? The Teretzis says the Bi'er Halacha, that there is going to be lush achar lush. If the second Lisha improves it a teeny bit, no? He writes, Afshe kvar nilo sha'isa, yesh bezeh mishum lisha, mishum da'al yedei ha'aricha, misyapel ha'lisha yoser. The Bi'er Halacha tainas is going to be lush achar lush because the aricha makes it a nicer loaf. It's as we'd say in Yiddish, it's iber far besser than far putzt. It's enhanced, it's a nicer loaf. And that's why I'm going to be chayiv according to the Bi'er Halacha. So the amazing thing is this Yerushalmi that Rabbi Brown approved. Everyone is saying that you see from the Yerushalmi that the Nesinas Mayim happened on Erev Shabbos. Right? So Rabbi Brown says, oh, Mikan, you see that point to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to be chayiv even without Nesinas Mayim against the Eglei Tal. The Bi'er Halacha is using the same Yerushalmi as saying that according to Rebbe, even though you were chayiv already once for Nesinas Mayim, you're going to be chayiv again for the Aricha. Let me hear from Shalom first.
Just to clarify, for the Bi'er Halacha, wouldn't Rebbe just be holding similar to what many people say Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is saying? That wouldn't Rebbe be chayiv people also? Right, because people are making it a better lush, right?
When you again, but according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not chayiv if I just put the water into the flour.
Correct.
Putting the ain't no chayiv actually yigabel.
Meaning
right? But the shayla is, does that mean that the sinas mayim is halakhically insignificant, or does it mean that the sinas mayim itself is significant?
Right. So meaning the machlokas. I forgot who we said it, but we also said it for Rabbi Yehuda, right? We said how is the shiyum of switching what you pour in first. So that was where the Eglei Tal's riot is.
So we see that it is some significant. May Ida, that we prove from the Shvisas Hashabbos, proved from the Ran, that effectively the Nesinas Mayim according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is not significant at all, and if I was Nesinas Mayim on Erev Shabbos, then the Mithayim just for the Gimel.
Okay, so would Machlokas just be between, right, couldn't the Eglei Tal just say that Machlokas is about whether it's a process or each thing is individual enough?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Right, we're trying to say that the Bi'er Halacha is using Yerushalmi for Rebbe and not...
He's using Yerushalmi for Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, even though there was Nesinas Mayim beforehand, I'm still chayiv on the Aricha, right? Or, I'll say better, even though there was a Lisha beforehand, I'm still chayiv for the Aricha. Aricha is after Lisha. Right? Lisha means I knead it together. Aricha means I smooth out the loaves. Even though there is Lisha already, I'm still Chayim Mishum Aricha.
You see that there's Lash after Lash.
You see that I'm not going to be Pater because the Lisha already happened. Right? Yes.
Why is this Daf Kali with the Rebbe? I mean, you can be Aureh even after the Gibbol, right? One can be Aricha after the Gibbol.
According to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda, I have the same raya that after the Gibbol, I'm doing the Aricha. The point is that the Bir Halacha is using this to prove his suffix within the Sefer HaTruma. No?
But why is it that according to Ibn Sina's mind?
Correct, it could be according to... It could be according to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda as well. And Elchanami, it's... In the shadows, both things can be proven. That's basically what we're saying. Okay, so saying now.
Why, if the issue with Messina's mind, where's the Bureau of things that even Gibel is a problem over on the Rebbe now?
After Messina's mind, even the Gibel is going to be usher, according to Rebbe, right? The further stages, just because you're chayiv once, doesn't mean you can't be further chayiv. Right? Now, the Bir Halacha has a kasha on his approach. Remember, his approach is that even though I'm chayiv, let's say, for Nesinas Mayim, according to the Sefer HaTruma, but I could still be chayiv afterwards when I do a Gibol. Right? That's what the Bir Halacha says. And the Bir Halacha has a question from the Rosh in Beitza in the fourth Perek, Simin Tes. We said that Kitma Shari, that the ashes is going to be mutter. So what did Kitma mean? What's Kitma Shari mean? So Rashi learns that you're doing Gibol on the ashes. The Rush asks Akasha, what do you mean? But ashes is not Bar Gibol. If it's not Bar Gibol, you should be Mur Chayiv. Right? Not being Bar Gibol is more of a start to be Chayiv. Like we saw, the Raivin says, like Chaisus on Dat Yudches says, right? That's the Rush's kasha. So then the Rush answers Aliba, and there's a Girsa issue over here. There's a Girsa issue in the Rush, but let me read you the Rush the way I have the Rush in my text, and then I'll read you the Rush the way the Bach has the Rush on the bottom of the Rush. The Rush writes, Aliba de Rebbe Efshel Afarish, de Mari Shanasan Mayim me Erev Yontib, when the Sinasan Zel Gibulo, Ukavarnis Gavel me Erev Yontib. Zuck the Rush! Kitma means that you already did the Sinas Mayim from Erev Yontib. And then, when I add to it, that's going to be not a problem. When I further need it on Yontib, that's not a problem. So says the Bi'ah Halacha L'cha'ira, this Rush is against me. Because I just said that after Nesinas Mayim, you could still be in violation for further Gibol. I see from the Rush that he is zetzingain the case of Kitma to mean that I had Nesinas Mayim on Erev, Yontiv, and I do the Gibol on Yontiv, and that's permitted. Didn't we say that's Aser? As I frek the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha answers, well, maybe the Rush is only going to give this heter by Afer, because Afer is not Bar Gibol. But by something that would be Bar Gibol, further Gibol would be Chayiv. Okay, so Zayin. Now, the way we have the text in the Rush is saying, Aliba de Rebbe, we're talking Shanosan Mayim Me Erev Yontiv. But in the Bach, in the Hagayis HaBach, on this Rush, you could look this up. It's Beitza Perek Dalet Simen Tes. I shouldn't say you could look this up. I should say you should look this up. But the Rush has a Girsa, Aliba Dereb Yosi Efshel Afare, Shanasa Mayim Erev Yontiv. Right? So it's just a small change, no? You have Aliba De Dalet Reish, check, check. So the Bach adds the word Yosi. Right? By the way, our Girsa on Kuf Nun Hei Kuf Nun Vav has Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, the Gemara Daf Yud Ches has Reb Yosi. That issue won't make me lose sleep. Avinon.
So we just said the Bir Halacha is explaining that La Bar Gibol, the Rush will be
The Rush asks a kasha. Shouldn't it be more machmir if it's lav bar gibol? So the Rush answers if something is lav bar gibol. So the iser is out nesinas mayim. But if you were no sin mayim erev Shabbos, then there's no further iser if you need it on Shabbos. Erev Yontif is. So lav bar gibol in general is more chayiv, but because it's lav bar gibol, says the Bir Halacha, the entire iser, everything that was done, is ayiv in the sinas mayim. If I had the sinas mayim before yontiv, I can't violate anything further on yontiv. Now, effectively, what the Bach. What the Bach is implying is as follows. No, the Bach I think is saying within the Rush that according to Rav Yossi, by something that's not bar gibol, if I add the mayim erev Shabbos, it's going to be okay. That would imply that something which is bar gibol, if I would add the mayim on erev Shabbos, there would be a further violation on Shabbos if I just need it together, and that would be against the Eglital that we started with. Right? It's b'mashma from the Rush in Beitza. At least the way the Bach amends the Girsa in the Rush, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chi of just outs Gibol on Shabbos, and there's a Bira Halom and Simon Tufkuf Zayin who makes that point as well. Okay. Good. So effectively what we've done so far today is we have asked a question. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that the pi was al gibol, is there an iser in the nesinas mayim? So we said that according to the Eglital, the nesinas mayim is an essential component. But we point out that for the Shvisas HaShabbos, it's not an essential component. According to Rebbe, that the chiyuv is out. Nesinas Mayim. Is there a further Isser on doing the Gibel afterwards? So we had a Bir Halacha on that point. Many are Medayik from the Trumas Hadeshin and Simen Nun Gimel. The Trumas Hadeshin Tainas that according to Rebbe, you have to do a shinui bin nesinas mashkim. Right? By shesisa rabka, the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, the Gemara says that there's a shinui bin nesinas mashkim. The Trumas Hadeshin implies very strongly, it's footnote 16 in the new Trumas Hadeshin makes this point, but everyone says it, that the Trumas Hadeshin implies very strongly that the heter of Shinui Haseder is a heter only according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, there is no heter of Shinui Haseder. That's Meduya in the Trumas Hadeshin. What that would imply with the Ora is that is the same as the Chedushei Haran that the Shvisas HaShabbos made famous. That would imply that the entire Isser for Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda is the Gibel, and there is zero halachic importance on the Nesinas Mashkin. Right? Because when the Eglital's Diyuk is that if Hippuch HaSeder helps even according to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, that shows that there's some halachic significance to Hippuch HaSeder. That's the Eglital's Diyuk. But the Trumas Hadeshin is Meduya Puntfakert. The Trumas Hadeshin is Meduya that Hippuch HaSeder is only a kula according to Rebbe, not a kula at all according to Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, I really wanted to get to Al Yad Al Yad today, but I didn't. Okay, Ol Chazon L'Moed. I'd like to do Chevra is one more shir probably on Lush. We'll try to do as much as we can to finish Lush in one more shir. And then some of the Chevra, I'm not going to look at whoever it was, and some of the Chevra requesting shir on Pesach topics next week, so we could do that in Yirsa Hashem. And we should, Dami Minchan, have a good day.